As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-Nabiyyin, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a program that is dedicated towards paying a tribute in the court of the Lady of Paradise, the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In the previous episodes, we've been talking about various traits and excellences of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and today we will discuss more virtues and excellences of hers and how much immersed she was in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and what great resemblance Allah Almighty had given her with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She radiyallahu anha was a true reflection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in actions as well as in physical appearance as well. And this was a special bestowment upon her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where she radiyallahu ta'ala anha also resembled her honorable father, our master, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshallah, we'll also discuss about the profound love that she had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the profound love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had for his honorable beloved daughter, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Before we start our discussion, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in a hadith that is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that one morning the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was especially cheerful, with signs of happiness evident upon his face. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions said, you began the morning especially joyous. We see signs of happiness upon your face. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that Allah sent a wahi to me that when a member of your ummah sends salat upon you once, Allah shall write 10 good deeds for them, remove 10 of their sins, raise them by 10 ranks, and send as much mercy, meaning send 10 mercies upon them as well. SubhanAllah, so many benefits, so many excellences, so many virtues of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And such a lovely hadith we heard, dear viewers, where so much reward is given, sins are forgiven, ranks are elevated, mercies downpour upon the one who recites salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we should also do so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we're talking about the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And among many features, many remarkable, phenomenal and unique features that she possessed, one was that she resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This was a great attribute of hers, a great bestowment upon her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from head to toe, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha mirrored the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In her walk, the way she would carry herself, and in other chores as well, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would be exactly like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said that I've not seen anyone resemble the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than his daughter Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha in habits, in seerah, in nature, in the way one would sit down or get up and other acts. I've not seen anyone who resembles the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this is Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha who mentioned this. Now, dear viewers, to have that natural resemblance with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is again a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the one who resembles the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through his actions, he is given forgiveness. His forgiveness is granted for him. As in a hadith it is stated that he who imitates a nation, he will be from them. So imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses someone to be among those who are known to be the followers of the Prophet, who are known to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in every act of theirs, and on top of them that they are also blessed with having the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, then what would be the rank of their excellence in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rank of them being beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So anyone who imitates any nation, he's deemed to be among them. So imagine someone who follows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in acts, in his talking, the way he carries out himself, subhanallah, what great blessing this would be, as forgiveness for such a person is guaranteed. Sayyidina Masruq rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that all of us, Azwaj Mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhun, meaning the honorable wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, were gathered around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, and not any of the honorable wives were absent. So all of us were present in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. Now in the meanwhile, what happens is that Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she comes. And her walk, the way she was walking, was not different to the walk of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the slightest. Not even a little bit was her walk different to the walk of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. So Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha is mentioning in this narration that even the walk of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that also resembled to the walk of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers, this also testifies to the immense love that Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha had for her honorable father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As we can understand this from the fact that we also have parents, we also have father, we also have certain individuals whom we have affection towards or whom we love. Now, how much do we tend to follow them, and to what extent are we successful in doing so duly? There are many people whom we deem our ideal, whom we deem as to be our ideals. Now, how successful are we in imitating them, or how successful are we to be a true reflection of our parents or our ideals? Now, this all reflects to the point that the more one is successful in copying the other person, the more his claim of loving the other person would be true. So this is of course an example in worldly terms, but our role model, our ideal should be none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So when we are talking about the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and someone else, and that someone else, who is it? It is none other than Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who's testifying to the fact that even the walk of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha resembled exactly as was the walk of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this shows us that how much immersed she was in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha at another occasion said that I've not seen anyone resemble the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more in talking than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. Again, dear viewers, we can see that different actions of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha are being compared to that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam by Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Previous narration mentioned about her walk. Now, this narration talks about her talk, the way she's talking. She says, Amma Aisha radiyallahu anha says that I've not seen anyone resembling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha when it came to talking. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, dear viewers, that how Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, how would have she observed her honorable father, that the way he's talking, and then she would also talk in the similar manner. Imagine the upbringing, Allahu Akbar, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who taught the entire humanity what humanity is, who taught us, who guided us. Imagine what his upbringing would be, and especially when it comes to daughter. Islam gave prominence to women. Islam gave rights to women. Islam told humanity how to look after daughters, the same daughters who used to get buried alive upon their birth. Islam came and gave women their rights, gave daughters their rights and importance, mothers their rights. Allahu Akbar. So imagine the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what upbringing he would have provided to Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and how Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also immersed in the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and whether it was talking, whether it was walking. Allahu Akbar. Amma Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that no one resembled the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And here is, when it comes to the talk of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would converse in a very dignified manner, in a very reverential manner, and he would converse, he would speak slowly, that if any person wanted to count the words, the phrases that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioning, he would be able to do so. So as we are going through the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and as we learn that how she would follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in her seerah, in her daily acts of life, we should also, dear viewers, learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we should be determined to follow them so that we can also be deemed as true devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and our claims do not only remain verbal, but we truly act upon them so that our claims of being the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also becomes true. Now, dear viewers, in one narration, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that I've not seen anyone more truthful than Fatima other than her honorable father. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, in this narration, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha not only praised Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, but also praised the truthfulness of her honorable father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So she is mentioning that other than the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, she has not seen anyone who is more truthful than Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Again, dear viewers, this is great display of how to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as the teachings of truthfulness are there in Islam. So the teaching is there, the theory is there. Now it is up to us to adopt that theory and to act in accordance to it, to be practical on that very theory. And Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala taught us how to do so. And that is also in the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers, as we are talking about the love of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and what great honor Allah Almighty had conferred upon Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha from the perspective of her resemblance with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we also come to know that both of them, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, they loved each other daily. And there were many instances where this love was also seen, how they both would look after each other, how they both would express their love for each other. And this also holds a great lesson for fathers, that how should they love their daughters, how should they give importance to their daughters. And this also holds a lesson for daughters that how should they respect their fathers, how should they look after their fathers, and how should they take care of their father. So when we talk about the love that Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala had for her father, so of course the element of being father and daughter was there, but at the same time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, along with being her father, was also the final messenger of Allah. He was the prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So it was also the requirement of faith to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam above everything. So that fatherly love was there as well, that being a daughter, you love your father, but also being a believer, you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more than anything. And this is also the one of the conditions of Iman, of being a perfect believer, that you cannot be a perfect believer until you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than everything that you have, more than your wealth, your children, your family, your household, whatever you have. Above all of them should be the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, if you claim to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the most in this world, then there are certain practical measures that we need to adopt in order to prove the validity of our claim. It can't be just verbal claim that we love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or let's put it this way, that we can't have our verbal claims different to our practical actions. We can't have our practical actions being something else and our verbal claims being something else. This wouldn't make a person true believer. No, dear viewers, our practical actions and verbal claims, they both need to match each other. And when it comes to loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then we should also fulfill the prerequisites of it. Whatever is required in order to prove the claim, this very claim of ours valid, we must also practically act upon those actions. As Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she followed the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in walking, in talking, in eating, in drinking, and other chores of life, other acts of life. When it comes to us, what is our state? We need to question ourselves on this. So we're talking about Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and her love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's one narration to you where Sayyiduna Abu Tha'alaba Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would come back from a journey, then he would first go to the masjid, offer two raka'a salah, and then he would come to the house of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and then he would go to the houses of his honorable wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. And the narrator says that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to the house of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and she placed her hand on the blessed cheek of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and she said that your clothes are worn out. They're old, they're worn out. Allahu Akbar. Look at the sense of care that Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha has for her honorable father, that she's feeling that her father is wearing old clothes. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that, O Fatima radiallahu anha, Allah has sent your father with such a responsibility, with such a task, that there is not a single home in the city or in the village where Allah will not make this work reach through your father with honor. This work meaning Islam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam carried on to say that this religion will reach till that place where night reaches. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning over here that Islam will spread far and wide. Islam will reach until the lands where night falls. This is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is consoling his daughter, is comforting his daughter, who's looking after her father and who's having this sense of care for him, saying that, beloved father, your clothes are worn out. And how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam comforts her, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent your father with such a task. Allahu Akbar. What is his task? That is the propagation of Islam, spreading Islam. That no house in the city or village would remain such where this work will not reach with honor through me. Allahu Akbar. And Islam will reach those lands, up to those lands where night falls. So dear viewers, we can see the great conduct of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever he would come back from a journey, he would first visit the house of his honorable daughter, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then he would go to the house, the houses of Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, the honorable wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. And how Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha expressed her love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by placing her hand on the blessed cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and saying that about his blessed clothes, and how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in return comforted her, consoled her, and gave her the beautiful message of Islam. So dear viewers, we can see how much love there was between the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. How greatly Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha served the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, followed him, and she obeyed him to the maximum extent. And she attained the rank of being the leader of the women of paradise. Throughout the life, dear viewers, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha practically proved that she loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also displayed immense affection and love for Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This also has a great message for us, that we should also follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we should love the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to the greatest extent above all whatever we possess, if we want to become a true and perfect believer, which should be our goal, and there shouldn't be any other goal. We want to become good Muslim, we want to become perfect believer, then there's no other way than going through the route of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam the most above all, above every thing. So this is something that we need to understand, and then again we should live according to the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This was all for today, dear viewers. Inshallah, we'll be back with another topic in the same program of ours on Madani channel. So make sure you stay tuned in. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The Lady of Paradise with a heart full of divine grace.